this week's parasha, Parashas Pinchas. It's hard not to discuss the first few psukim of this week's parasha, which describe the reward that Pinchas is given due to his heroic act of defending the honor of Hashem by killing Cosby and Zimri. And the Torah tells us, L'chein emor, hinei noisin lo es brisi shalom. This covenant of peace, this is the reward. Now Rashi seems to imply that it's referring to what the Torah says in the next pasuk, which is the bris kuhunas olam, that this bris yishalom is referring to the kuhuna that Pinchas was given. However, there are other meforshim, including the Sforno and the Targum Yonis ben Uzziel. The Sforno says that wasn't mean bris yishalom, mi malach hamavis, that Pinchas is going to be forever saved from the malach hamavis. And he brings proof to this. He says that Pinchas was alive after he outlived Yoshua. He served as a Kohen in the Mishkan Shiloh during the story of Pelegia Shagiva. He was around during the times of Yiftach and Sefer Shoftim. And we know that Pinchas is Elio is Pinchas. And we know Elio was Lo Meis, so Pinchas lives forever, essentially. So we see that Bris Yishalom is referring to long life. It's also quoted in the Medrash that Pinchas will see 10 doiris, which is mashma, of course, not that he lives forever, but that he had longevity, for sure. In addition, in the Targum Yonasim ben Uzziel and Pasuk Yibbez, it says, Kaimi shlom v'abdine malach kiyam v'yeche. V'abdine malach kiyam. So, what's the pirish? The pirish is that he's the malach ha-chai, the living angel. Netzach l'kol dover ruchni she'ein shayach b'misa. There's no shayachas to, Pinchas is no shayachas to misa. And he quotes the Tanchuma as well. So what do you see from here? You see that from here that the Bris Yishalom is referring to long life, whether it's eternal life or 10 generations of life. You see that Pinchas is zocheh to long life because of this act. Now, there are two yisodos that come out from here. Yisod number one is as follows. Yisod number one is that Zilberstein asked the question, if this is the reward, if long life was the reward that Pinchas was given, why isn't it clear? Where do you see long life in the words Bris Yishalom? So Zilberstein develops the following idea. He says that when he was younger, he heard from Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, who actually lived in Beit Vegan for many years, the following yisod. That Rav Chatzkel Abramsky wrote an encyclopedia on the Tosefta, called the Chazon Yecheskel. And many volumes, I think it's 12 volumes, many, many volumes. And when the Rav Chatzkel Abramsky brought one of his volumes to one of the Gedolim, the Gedolim says, listen, Rav Chatzkel, don't finish your sermon so fast. And he told him why. He said to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, when he told over all of his sodos to his talmidim, that's when he passed away. Meaning that when a person still has what to give over, so then he stays alive. It's a schus, it's a school of arichas yamim. But once he finishes giving over, so to speak, then his time has come. Zilberstein quotes the O of Yisrael from Kozhnitz, the same idea that even when he was sick and infirm and elderly, whenever people ask him to come speak or to do anything, he would right away run to do any tafkid, any job. Why? Because the more busy a person is with mitzvot, the more schusim he has for arichas yamim. And that's a very big yisod, similar to the Gemara that says this world is like a wedding, chatufa achil, grab and eat, grab and eat. The whole idea being when a person is busy with ruchni, spiritual pursuit, that it's a school of arichas yamim. Obviously, we know many chashuva people, many special people that are involved in many great things. Okay, tzaddik v'ralo, certainly. But in general, the idea is that there's a segula when you're involved and you continuously involve yourself in mitzvos, and you're needed by the community, that's a segula for arichas yamim. So says Rav Zilberstein, you know what bris yishalom means? Bris yishalom means the bris that people have, bris mila, that's what it's referring to. And since l'dorei doros, we know that bris mila is the one of the mitzvos that the Klal Yisrael is most nefesh for many times in history, and therefore it's stuck. Even people that are not so frum undergo a bris mila. So since bris mila is something that's eternal in the Jewish people, so therefore, when Pinchas was said that you are Eliyahu, Eliyahu Malach HaBris, you will be at every bris, so what was happening, what Hashem was saying was this yisod, I'm giving you bris yishalom, what does that mean? That you're going to be at every bris. If you're going to be at every bris, what does that mean? You're going to have longevity, you're going to live forever. And therefore, it is actually quite clear in the words of bris yishalom that Pinchas is granted long life, and perhaps even eternal life. And the yisod obviously is very clear for us that living in this world, that one of the, of course, doing mitzvahs is tremendous, but one of the side benefits of doing a lot of mitzvahs and doing a lot of chesed and being involved in spiritual pursuits is that if you're involved in a spiritual pursuit, that's a great thing. That's going to be a skula for Erichas Yomim, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to give you more time to continue to fulfill all of your requirements. Rav Zilberstein makes a beautiful diuk in the Gemara, the famous story about Rabbi Tarfon. The Rabbi Tarfon used to put out his hands so that his mother wouldn't have to walk on the cobblestones, and he would pat her walking. So, and what does it say over there? The Gemara says, "Afilo osa ken elef pamim." Even if you did this 1,000 times, adayin lo higil lechatzi darash amar Torah. If you reach this point, I'm saying, if you continue to do this, you still haven't reached half of what the Torah expects of Kibud Avim. That's a very interesting response. Why would we say that to Rabbi Tarfon? Rabbi Tarfon, it's the Chacham who told the mother. The mother was describing how great Rabbi Tarfon is to the Chacham, and the Chacham said to her, even if you did this 1,000 times, lo higia l'chasi dover shem Torah. He's not reaching half of what the Torah says to do for Kibud Avim. What kind of response is that from the Chachamim? So according to this, we can say it's a beautiful response. What they're saying is that he still hasn't finished his job. And as long as he has a job lined up, as long as he has a job to do, so then he'll have Erichas Yomim. As great as he is, he still has a ways to go in terms of Kibud Avim in order to secure more longevity for him. This is number one. Number two is that if you go back to your targeting Yonasim ben Uziel, he says, first of all, that he's not going to die. And then he says, V'chela Alma, he'll live forever. L'mivsra gulto b'sof yomya. And he'll be the one that will announce the coming of the redemption at the end of days. And of course, we know this is what Eliyahu Novi's job is, right? B'meher Yavo Eleinu, Mashiach ben David, Eliyahu Novi is going to come and tell us about the Sof Yomav. So what's the connection between Pinchas and Eliyahu and the fact that he's going to be the one that's going to herald the coming of Mashiach and the ultimate Geula? So Zilberstein says as well, what was the greatness of Pinchas' act? Pinchas' act, what did he do? He showed Kavod Shemayim. He defended the Kavod of Hashem by going ahead and killing Cosby and Zimri. He was saying, I can't stand idly by when there's a Chil Hashem. And therefore, his reward is what? That he's going to be the one who's going to announce the coming of the Geula. Why? Because the coming of the Geula is misaking the world of Kavod Shemayim. So since Pinchas excelled in bringing Kavod Shemayim by Stav Nechil Hashem, by the Maisot Midjan, Cosby, and Zimri, therefore he was chosen Mida Kenegin Mida. He has the schus of what? Of announcing the coming of the ultimate Kavod Shemayim. Because that's his thing, Kavod Shemayim. And that's why he was zoicha to this schus. So you see that the world, the way Hashem runs the world, is very, very precise in terms of Mida Kenegin Mida. And Rav Zilberstein brings a beautiful maisa to bring home this point, and that is that when a person goes ahead and he's moser nefesh and he pushes himself to do a certain mitzvah, the reward will come very close to that mitzvah. And the story that he says is as follows: that there were two Baalei Tshuva learning in Netivot Olam, which is a Baal Tshuva yeshiva in Bnei Brak, which the yeshiva stayed in many, many years ago in Bnei Brak. And the two chavrusas, one got married. And one got married, and then about a year and a half later, the other one got married. So when the second one got married, the first one that got married had a baby boy, and Baruch Hashem, a big mazel tov. Now, even though the first one had just had a newborn baby in the house, when the second one got married, he offered to make Sheva Brachos in his house. Because again, these two Baalei Tshuva didn't have much family, and they had a little bit of family, but not a lot of family, and therefore Sheva Brachos was not so easy to make. And the first one that got married offered to host Sheva Brachos. Now, in their community, they were very punctual, and 7 o'clock meant 7 o'clock, and they were supposed to have the Sheva Brachos. The Sheva Brachos was called at 7 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock, the young man who just had a newborn baby, whose wife was certainly not well enough to, actually the bris was going to be in 2 more days, it was not well enough to help out. This young man at 6 p.m. didn't know what in the world he was going to do. He had people coming for Sheva Brachos. He was totally unprepared. And also, they were financially very, very strapped. And it was a big chiddush, a big mesiras nefesh to host the Sheva Brachos. And at 6:15, there's a knock at the door. And who's at the door? His mother-in-law. Now, it was tremendous hashkacha pratis, because the mother-in-law should have only come for the bris 2 days later, and it was just out of the blue that she decided to come 2 days earlier. And she happens to be very capable, and between 6:15 and 7 o'clock, she organized the whole house, and she set up the whole Sheva Brachos. Fine. And now, a little bit before 7, there's a phone call, and the phone call was from this man, the guy whose house it was at. It was his aunt from Austria. And he asked from Austria, said, "Listen, I want to stop by, I want to visit you." And he says, "Listen," and the young man says, "I'm sorry, you know, sweet aunt, I'm having a house full of people for Sheva Brachos. I don't think now's the time to come to visit us." And she said, no, I'm coming. And she came over and she knocked on the door. She handed her an envelope and she didn't stick around. She left. He tried to talk to her, tried to speak to her, nothing. And he immediately put the envelope in his pocket and he didn't look at it until much, much later. The Sheva Brachos went well, and actually, he expected 15 people to show up, 35 people showed up, and at the end of the night, what did he do? He reached into his pocket, he opened up the envelope, and he started to count, and he saw bills, a lot of bills, and he counted them, and he was mesmerized by the fact that it was exactly the amount of money that he spent on the Sheva Brachos. So, exactly the amount. Now, again, I didn't speak about it at the beginning of the story, but the making the Sheva Brachos was also a tremendous, I spoke about it a little bit, but it's also a tremendous act of Mesiras Nefesh. He had no extra money, but nevertheless, he thought it was important to host the Sheva Brachos for his friend. And what happened was that he was zeichah that night to see Yeshua, to see a bracha mida kinegin mida, the money right there from his aunt from Austria. And one lesson, one example of many examples of the Yisod mida kinegin mida. Pinchas, the fact that he was mechaved and he acted in such a expression of Mesiras Nefesh for Kavod Shemayim, so he's going to be the one that's going to herald the ultimate Kavod Shemayim. And the other Yisod, and that is that Pinchas was giving this bracha of Brisi Shalom, which means continuous involvement in mitzvahs, continuous involvement in being at a bris, and therefore you bezorcha tarichas yomim. The more mitzvahs, whether it's the learning of Torah, whether it's your chesed, whether it's davening, if you excel in your avodas Hashem, so it's a special school that you need more time. You're excelling in your avodas Hashem. Continue. May we be zoche during these 3 weeks to realize that the more kavod shemaim we bring to this world, the more we'll be able to bring along the ultimate kavod shemaim of the gula shleima of Meher Meinu. Have a great Shabbos. All the best.